Yeah, hey Stephen, how you going, mate?
Very well, thanks. How you doing?
Let's just jump straight into it. Now, how was the premiere last night and how was the Q&A?
Was awesome, and the Q&A was great. My mum stole the show,
Good on, mum.
unfortunately. I don't know if, yeah, she, my mum came over. My mum wasn't going to come and see it, and the mediator for the Q&A, Christian, basically started talking to her, and she basically everything she said got either a standing ovation or a massive laugh. So she's certainly come with her A game, mum.
What did
She
she
loved it
think?
too. But yeah, she loved it. She wasn't going to see it up until a few weeks ago. She wasn't going to see it, and I said, "Well, how about I buy you a flight to Perth?" And because my brother lives over here too, so I think
Nice.
she kind of saw it as a bit of a win-win, and yeah, she absolutely loved it.
Now, the role of John White. Now, what convinced you to take on this role? Because it's quite the role for you.
Yeah, I didn't need much convincing, mate. The simple fact is, I don't get considered for this stuff ever.
Which you should.
So I have wanted to play a bad guy for a long time, and no one was going to take me on for that. And thank God Ben Young did, because when I first got the script, I read it and just was blown away by it. But I kept flicking through it, thinking, when does my character come up? Because it couldn't be that guy. It must be the bumbling idiot that kind of walks in the last scene or something. And I just loved it, and then realised that that was the role that they were considering me for, and I went in and did a test for it, and very thankfully they thought I was the right guy. So yeah, look, honestly, it was a no-brainer for me. Emma Booth said no to her role twice because she was concerned about the way it might come out, and Ashley Cummings said no to her role initially. And but I jumped at it, and it's been a, and it's a bit of a it's one of those unknown quantities with a first time director, because they might stuff it up, and on paper this thing should have actually been a bit of a disaster, really, because it needs a very deft touch to be able to present this kind of material in a sensitive and appealing manner, and he's done it in spades. So yeah, it's just one of those very, very lucky breaks that I've had in my life, and I'm extremely thankful.
No, fair enough. But I think the cool thing is with you is like you do have quite a great body of work with comedies and some drama and that. And so this is a complete departure from everything you've done before. But everything I've seen
That's
you
right,
in,
yep.
I'm like, you can act. Like you can act. Like there's no, without a doubt, there's you can act straight up.
Oh, thank you very much.
So,
Thank you.
and I've said that with every film, like with The Cup, you're brewing in The Cup. So when I heard that you were in this film and I found out what it was about, I was like intrigued. But excited to see.
Well, it's worth it. The thing is, and it's kind of, it's a very brutal subject matter, but at its core, this film is, it's a psychological thriller, right? And it's about the psychology of codependence, and it's about the lengths that people will go to, or the depths that people will sink to kind of maintain their perceived position, and that is a very tricky territory to play with, because you've got to be very restrained in many ways. Performance-wise, you've got to be restrained because you don't want to play this kind of cliche bad guy. Direction-wise, Ben had to be restrained because you don't want it to turn into a voyeuristic, violence for violence sake kind of piece. And so Ben's ability to not show things, to leave events up to the viewer's imagination, is really one of the hugely strong elements of this film.
Yeah, for sure.
And the restraint is right across the board. It's not only it's Ben, and not only the performances, it's the design of it. Clayton Jauncey, the designer, he didn't go for the house of horrors kind of house. He went for the most mundane house on the street. The interior of the house is just mundane, normal 1987 house. The costume designer, Terry Lamera, she didn't go for big, grandiose, gauche 80s, 1987 fashion. She just placed it in drab, neutral colors, in kind of complete and utter normalcy. And part of the what is so disturbing about this film is how normal these hideous people's lives actually from the outset are.
Yeah.
You know, and it creates this thing about going, wow, you'd think you walk past someone in the street and you go, whoa, that's a bad guy. You know, I think more often than not, if you walk past the really bad guy in the street, you're not going to notice him.
No. No, fair point.
And
fair
that,
point. Yeah.
And that is where the interest, for me, that was the real interest of this film, is to kind of create this tension and create this fear out of almost unbearable normality.
Obviously, as we've said, it's a massive departure, but what was your biggest challenge in like the preparation for the film?
Biggest challenge was myself, I guess, was kind of convincing myself that I was right.
Yeah.
You don't want to be, you read this script and you think, God almighty, that's an amazing script. You look at the character and you think, far out, that's a monster of a human. The last thing you want to be in something like this is the weak link. And, you know, that might sound a little bit self-absorbed or whatever, but it is a consideration that you've got to take. And it's one that you, what it does is when you decide, yep, I'm going to take this on, then the impetus is on you to work your guts out on it and to be as prepared as you can. And that's one thing I've just always had this thing about being, and I'm over-prepared, I'm probably too prepared, but I kind of have to be that way especially with a role like this, because I don't want to have any, I don't want any questions to be asked of this character that I don't have the answer to. And he's such a departure from anything I've played, but also just in terms of reality of anything that I've known.
Yeah, definitely.
So as such, it was about researching and about kind of researching the psychology of codependence, researching the manifestation of sociopathy or you know what it is to be a psychopath. I mean, I'm not really sure about it. I still don't know quite what the difference is between a sociopath and a psychopath, but but he's got both of those in spades. And it was just one of those things where that's what it was. The toughest thing was to make sure that I wasn't uncovered. Yeah. That's all it was. I wanted to have answers for everything, and Ben was amazing because he was very understanding of that, and he was very generous, and he is an extremely thorough auteur, and so he knew all the answers to his questions, but if our answers differed, we were able to reach a common ground and have a conversation about where we could meet in the middle to make sure that we all kind of felt like we were on the right track.
Now, obviously, as you said, the film depicts like codependency and then also like abuse, murder, etc. Now, obviously, shooting scenes that are basically quite graphic, was there anything that got you while filming, or like did you have to do something? Did you have like a thing that you did to unwind?
Do you know what it was? You know what got me while we were shooting was the two main women in this film, Emma Booth and Ashley Cummings. They are, wait till you see it. It's like their performances are incredible. Their performances are, they're among the best performances I've ever seen. And so what got me whilst we're filming was, you know, I can often do the pretendies thing, you know what I mean? Yeah. And there's a lot of stuff where you can just kind of go, all right, I either have to be funny or I have to be dramatic or whatever I have to be. And you kind of you can lay it on us. If you got, as long as you've got the research, as long as you've got the preparation ready, you can kind of just lay on the pretendies, right? With these amazing women that I was working with, there was no pretending going on. There was heartbreak. They will break your heart, and everyone who watches this show says the same thing. They break your heart. These two women.
So I guess in a way you're saying that you've worked off each other, so you fed off their performance and vice versa, and that actually helped you get through it.
Exactly it, and there's no way out of it. Because once you look at the look on Ashley Cummings' face when your character is, you know, is putting her in this unspeakable position, then it's impossible to extricate yourself from the emotion of that moment.
Well, yeah, just so that, just that's that shot what got of, me. Just that shot of her face in the trailer is enough.
Oh my God!
I'm just like watching that, and then obviously, yeah, feeding off the performance is a big thing. And I have read in the past with other films where there's been quite serious things happening that's what the actors do. They take off each other and they feed off each other to try and they don't try and one up each other. They just try and feed each other to try and
get the right thing. That's what it is, and that's what it was. This support. There was a real element of support in this from the crew, from the director down, right through the crew and right through the cast, and that's what it is. Because the moment it's about one-upmanship, you've lost it. It's gone, right? Because that then becomes a vanity exercise. Whereas what this was we all wanted each other to be able to get to the top level that we needed to get to, and so that's what it felt like. It felt like, and by the end of the day, make no mistake, we were all absolutely shattered.
Oh, no doubt, yeah.
But also, kind of, you know, it was hugs all around because. Basically, it was that. It was support. You knew that your mates had your back, and you knew that you had their back, and we felt like we were on something that was really special. And you know, I would say this, but I think the proof is in the pudding with the film, and it's something that I'm extremely proud of in terms of the outcome of it, and so excited about seeing what Ben Young comes up with next, because I think he is genuinely one of the great talents to come out of this country.
Yeah, well, he's over in Serbia at the moment shooting a big studio flick. So
that's right.
Props to him, really. Did you get much rehearsal time on this, or?
Yeah, we did. We got a week. We got a week before we started shooting. But also, I had the great advantage of being the first one cast. So Ben and I had very close contact for a good few months before the film started shooting.
Oh, nice. Yeah, that's good.
And I was able to kind of have a lot of input in terms of my character, in terms of the development of my character through the various drafts from, you know, subsequent to being cast.
Yeah.
And that was a great thing because I've certainly never had this much input into a character in a film before in terms of the development of it.
Yeah.
And as such, it added to that what I was talking about before about the readiness and the preparation and getting to day one and knowing exactly who this guy was.
Yeah.
And being assured in that, not there are no questions being asked on day one of the shoot, and they're. And, you know, of course, on set, there are questions that happen. But in terms of character, you don't want to be asking who this person is. You want to know who that person is, because then you've got freedom to actually to play within those boundaries.
Well, that's it. And I suppose you also need to look at it, that sort of a testament to you as well, that Ben has confidence in your feedback in regards to the character. And obviously, with your body of work, you're not coming into half-assed. Like you've got the experience
But this is his baby, you know, and I tell you, most directors aren't going to give you that much input in terms of the development of a character. And he'll probably learn this and probably stop doing it now that he's made more than one film. But it was great because it was very generous. It's an extremely generous and self-effacing thing to do, to actually give your baby over to someone and say, what do you reckon? How do we improve this guy? How do we make him a more rounded human so we don't sell any of the other characters? If you make him into a one-note bad guy, sell Evelyn short, his wife short for being with him in the first place. You sell the victim short for getting in the car with him. You sell everything short if you play this person as a monotone, moustache-twirling bad guy.
Yeah, a nice touch with the moustache, too.
Oh, thank you very much.
It's a great mistake.
It is a big, dirty mo. That is for sure. You don't get away with those kind of mos very often. I can tell you right now. It's I was saying before, unless you're a hipster, you can't really. People suspect you if you have a mo like that.
That's it. Now, just to wrap up. Now, obviously, the film's getting rave reviews everywhere. Rotten Tomatoes. I just checked this earlier today. It's sitting at 91 with like 49 reviews. That's a fantastic result.
Yep.
So, obviously, let's hope this train keeps going and you guys get the recognition you deserve. Because by what I've heard from many people last night, the performances are incredible, and I can't wait to see it. But have you got anything coming up for you, or are you just?
No, I'll never work again.
You'll never work again.
That's it, mate. I'm done. No, look, I'm going to go back into some comedy stuff. Yeah, I'm sort of developing a couple of little bits of comedy TV shows and stuff. So they'll be coming up next year, and I'm sort of sinking into that because I think I need, you know, this was such a great experience, but it was pretty. It sort of took a lot out of me.
Oh yeah.
And it was good because it sort of I get, you know, as I said, it was kind of vindication in the fact that I could do it. But at the same time, my comfort zone's in comedy, and I want to have another crack at that, and basically just keep doing as diverse a range of roles as possible.
And I'm sure you will, mate. And honestly, mate, I reckon when this gets out even more, you'll get some knocks on the door. You will, for sure.
Oh well. We'll see. We'll see. We'll reconvene in the year, Darren, and we'll find out.
No worries, Steve. Well, I appreciate you taking the time to have a chat with us. Have a good time tonight.
No.
And
thank you, mate.
Good luck with the release.
Thanks very much. And thanks for the chat, mate. I appreciate it.
Cheers, Stephen. Thanks, mate.
All right. See you, mate. Bye.